Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 26 of In His Steps, Dorcas Served Through Good Deeds. Stephen Covey said, "What you do has far greater impact than what you say." Our text today is found in Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 42. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. The Bible doesn't say much about a woman named Dorcas, but what it does say is a lasting testimony and a prime example of a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. R. Kent Hughes said, "Her Hebrew name was Tabitha, which means gazelle, as does the Greek equivalent, Dorcas. Evidently, the name fit her because she was a lovely, graceful, giving person who made garments for the needy. Her busy hands carry out the plans of a loving heart." Scripture explicitly refers to Dorcas as a disciple. In Greek, mathetria, the feminine form of the word used for disciples in other parts of the Bible. Interestingly, she is the only woman in Scripture called a disciple of Jesus Christ. There are many other female followers of Jesus, Mary, Martha, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, but Dorcas is the only one specifically called a disciple. Dorcas was known for being full of good works and acts of charity. She made tunics and other garments for others, and after her death, many testified to her many acts of service. Dorcas's legacy of serving had been perpetuated through Dorcas's societies established in many churches throughout the ages. In addition, there have been countless ladies' Bible study classes named the Dorcas Class as a lasting testimony of her acts of kindness. Acts states that Dorcas became ill and died. People called for Peter, and he gathered with the other mourners in the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. And John Phillips vividly describes the scene. These people seem to have been some of the recipients of Dorcas's goodness. We can easily picture them showing Peter the fruit of her labors, pointing out the quality of the material and displaying the neat stitches, the good workmanship, the lovely embroidery. The death of Dorcas was deeply felt by all, as is the death of any truly good person. Peter could not but have been deeply moved himself by the grief of all those around him, the sobs of the saints, the abundant evidence of the goodness of the departed Dorcas. God empowered Peter, and Dorcas was miraculously raised back to life again. Dorcas was faithful in her service to others and was also one of the few people raised from the dead in the New Testament that we know by name. The Life Application Bible Commentary gives the following application concerning Dorcas's faithful service. Dorcas made an enormous difference in her community by always doing good and helping the poor. Specifically, she was known for making robes and other clothing. When she died, the room was filled with mourners, very likely many of the people that she had helped. And when she was brought back to life, the news raced through the town. God uses great preachers like Peter and Paul, but He also uses those who have gifts of kindness like Dorcas. Rather than wishing you had other gifts, make good use of the gifts God has given you. Allow the legacy of Dorcas's service to resurrect your spirit to serve others. May her testimony of faithfulness inspire you, encourage you, and cause you to be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Let's think about these things this week. Imagine the scene in the upper room where the people are testifying to Dorcas's service while grieving over her death. Contemplate the powerful emotions of that moment as people remember her service. In what ways does Dorcas's story impact your life today? What are your thoughts on Stephen Covey's quote at the beginning of today's devotion? May we serve through our good deeds today. Have a blessed day.